You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
Old Cape Horn, ships of the line, ships of the morn, some who've wished they'd never been born, they are the ghosts of Cape Horn. This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates the work of Gordon Lightfoot song by song, a proud member of the That's Not Canon podcast network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and with me today is a fellow Lightfoot fan and one of my dearest friends from Oakland, California, Dave Stewart. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Very, very happy to be here.
How did you first get into Gordon Lightfoot's music?
Originally, I was inspired to listen to Gordon because there was a rumor that Bruce Springsteen was an influence of his. I found that hard to wrap my mind around at the time because I was a young kid growing up in the 80s when I first heard about Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. And Gordon Lightfoot came up because people were talking about it. And also, Bachman Turner Overdrive is one of my favorite bands and also Canadian musicians.
Yeah. And of course, that came from the remnants of the Guess Who. So there's another root there.
Indeed.
What do you like about Lightfoot's music generally?
Well, for many, 60s music equates to the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones. However, there are a lot of other great bands that a lot of times get passed over because you know, so much attention goes to this really the big mainstream acts. Gordon Lightfoot represents a different genre of a very excellent style of music of the time. And like a lot of other great bands, the Animals, the Associations, the Hollies, Herman's Hermits, Questions and the Mysterians, Gordon Lightfoot, he's a folk icon and he writes music that is arranged and has metaphors and describes things about life and history and some of the very real aspects of it, as we'll find out when we talk about the lyrics.
You mentioned that he writes arranged music, and it makes sense that he would do that because Gordon is a trained musician. I mean, he'd gone to college to be a band leader. So the sensibilities that he had, I mean, that's in his blood and it's under everything that he does. This is not somebody who grew up bashing away on a guitar in a garage band. I mean, he really does know what he's doing.
It is very evident when you listen closely.
Now, you wanted to talk about Ghosts of Cape Horn, which I discovered a little while back. I've really enjoyed this song because there's an air of mystery to it. And he's talking about supernatural ghosts, of course. There's history also. And of course, me being a professional historian, that rings my chimes. And of course, the fact that it's a folk song, which is, although Lightfoot's style has never really been categorized, okay, the influence is heavily folk. Why did you enjoy listening to it and why did you want to talk about it?
Well, I've been sailing around the San Francisco Bay here for the last 25 years, meeting a lot of people, going to a lot of parties, going on other people's boats, sailing with them. And this song kept coming up for many of the people. And I decided that I should listen to it a little closer, and then I realized that it was a Gordon Lightfoot tune, and it made sense for a sailor. There's a lot of metaphors in the lyrics that you really only make sense if you've been at sea and taken weather on your own boat.
I gotcha. And you being a sailor, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Is there a setting, time of day, or a place that to you would be like the perfect environment in which to listen to Ghosts of Cape Horn?
Oh, I would say just sailing. Yeah, I mean, it's a sailing song. Put it on.
I think for me, I don't know if I'd be on a body of water, but I would probably be near a body of water, maybe sitting around a campfire at night. Maybe somebody's telling ghost stories, because this is really, in a sense, it is a ghost story within the song. So that's when I would want to be listening to it. So let's talk a little bit about how the song got written. This is one that Gordon was asked to write for a documentary film that came out in 1980. It's on YouTube, but it's also at the National Sailing Hall of Fame website. And the movie, although I've not seen it, is narrated by Jason Robards and was apparently pretty well received at the time. And it talks about sailing vessels making the trip around Cape Horn before the Panama Canal was built, which would have been, I think, in the 1910s. Now, Dave, you being a sailor, can you kind of enlighten us a little bit about where is Cape Horn and why there's such a mystique surrounding it?
Well, it is the very southern tip of the South American continent. It is the end of known land that you can walk on until you have to swim to Antarctica, which is effectively the bottom of the world. It's also south of the equator down there, the Pacific Ocean and the South Atlantic and all the water around Antarctica. It's so vast and expansive, it has been known to give people spiritual experiences, which I think partly connects to the ghost tales that you're mentioning. So it's all the way down there, the location of it, and because the ice of Antarctica, and then you've the southern warm currents coming down from the equator and the tropics, creates a unique place for very, very powerful weather events. Now, for many, many years, they had no choice, or they believed that they had no choice to sail around. However, in the early 1500s, Magellan discovered a passage that was able to avoid going around the very, very tip of the continent, and it was sort of an inland route that cut off a fairly significant amount of nautical miles from the voyage. It also gave you the opportunity to avoid or take shelter if there was a significant weather event, and that pretty much became the main thoroughfare shortly after Magellan charted it out and brought the information back to Spain.
And as you say, it's at what is commonly known in the Tierra del Fuego, so the southern tip of Chile.
Yes.
Yet, even though the Straits of Magellan had been created and in the years, intervening years between Magellan's discovery and the creation of the Panama Canal, a lot of sailors still did try to make that voyage around Cape Horn, even though it wasn't necessarily the most convenient way to go.
Interestingly enough, it became some sort of sacred rite of passage for the sailors. From my understanding of the tales of I hear of men that have gone to sea, and even the merchant marines of modern time consider navigating around the tip of Chile to be one of the fundamental rites of passage of becoming like a leveled up sailor.
I like the way you said that, a rite of passage. So you've reached a certain level of sailing capacity or ability if you've managed to navigate around Cape Horn.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public Feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.